This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 6, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, windy, temperatures in the low 40s, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 10:37 a.m. and 11:04 p.m. The Lynn General Electric plant will be updating its buildings and equipment. Ryan Vermett is reporting today in the Daily Item that the company has announced improvements in its aviation building that includes test cell upgrades, tooling redesign, and other building updates. This is a $31 million project. This week, our website will feature two more interviews with the five candidates running for mayor in Salem. Today, we'll be posting an interview with former Mayor Kim Driscoll's Chief of Staff, Dominic Pangelo. He served as Chief of Staff for 10 years. All the candidates have been asked in our interviews to address their thoughts on the Salem Public Schools.
Yeah, I'm an optimist about Salem schools. For philosophical reasons, but also for very personal reasons. I'm the only current Salem public school parent in the race. My girls are in third grade at Bates and seventh grade at Collins. And I do think the path that our district is on is largely the right one. We need to keep a strong, positive focus to maintain that. And it doesn't mean that we're not without challenges. Like a lot of communities across our Commonwealth and across our country, the impacts from the pandemic are deep and profound for children here in Salem and for the teachers who educate them. Now, they lost learning time, but they also lost family members, friends, connections with one another. And as a parent, I've seen this myself firsthand. So I think a successful school district is one that recognizes that and really builds itself into a system that can best meet those changing needs. We do have a remarkable structure here in Salem to do that, though. We have public pre-K and early education programs, middle school redesign that's underway, early college, a phenomenal career and technical education program, the framework for social, emotional, and mental health supports through things like City Connects and Cartwheel. These are all the backbone that's going to help us, kind of move forward as a district.
That's Salem mayoral candidate Dominic Pangelo. The primary election is set for March 28, with the two finalists facing off in the May 6 general election. Topsfield teachers protested last week that they were being paid unfair wages. The Salem News reports that the group of teachers says they have been working under an expired contract and that they are paid $10,000 fewer per year than the teachers in the Masconomet Regional District that includes Topsfield, Middleton, and Boxford. Saugus has started the process of taking applications for opening pot shops in the town. The Daily Item says that seven applications have been filed with the town as the deadline to file closed last month. The town will be permitting three pot shops to open for business. And Ethan Foreman's writing in today's Gloucester Times. Representatives of the nonprofit presenting the Gloucester 400 Plus celebration came before the City Council to outline this year's festivities and to thank the city for a proposed $100,000 grant to help the nation's oldest seaport mark its quadricentennial. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumberyard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics lost to the Knicks in overtime last night, 131-129. They'll play tonight at Cleveland. Bruins off until Thursday when they host Edmonton. Red Sox win again. They beat the Marlins 4-1 yesterday. Today, they'll be hosting the Tigers. In high school sports, one North Shore team is in action tonight. The Manchester Essex boys basketball team playing at Cathedral at 6. The Hornets have had an exceptional year this season. Coach Tim St. Laurent.
It's been a great year. We went 15-0 in the Cape Ann League. First time in school history to go undefeated for boys basketball. The only way you can do something like that is to really, really, really gel as a team and just come together. You're not always going to be on every night offensively and defensively. So the bond that these kids have is special. They work hard together every day in practice.
As for Manchester Essex opponent tonight, it is Cathedral.
They're very, very young. So they, our goal is to limit the amount of three-pointers they shoot. And they shoot a ton of them with endless range and really, really let it go. But they have a couple ninth graders, a couple eighth graders, and extremely young but extremely good ball club. And they play in a tough league, so they're battle tested. And we're hoping to use our physicality and get the ball inside and take the game over.
Manchester Essex boys basketball coach Tim St. Laurent. Girls basketball, Winthrop won their opener last week in a tournament game and will be playing at Cohasset tomorrow night. Vikings coach Anthony Hatzisavas tells us about five key players and their tournament roles in their tournament opening win last week.
Our big girl, Grace Florio, she's just been awesome all year. She's averaging about 12 points, 12 rebounds. She had 17 points and 15 rebounds that game, which was tremendous. And then Reese Broden, who's been tremendous for us on defense, she's probably averaging like six steals a game. She hit a couple of threes, had some fast break layups. She had 16 points and eight steals. And Katie Farrell, who's also, she's our power forward, she's been awesome. She had 9 points, 10 rebounds. And Maddie Stiglitz, who's our only senior, she's our captain. She just does so much for us, whether it's scoring one night or the other night, she's just moving the ball well, rebounding well, getting steals, deflections. It's really great to watch those four. And then someone who really doesn't get as much recognition is Zoe Bogus, who's been tremendous for us all season. It might not show up in the stat sheet, but she's one of our better passers on the team. She's great on defense, active hands, and really is a really good decision maker. And all five of them really did have a tremendous game Friday night from start to finish.
The Endicott College men's ice hockey team has qualified for the NCAA tournament. They'll find out their tournament pairings later today. That is sports. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.